Your summer Irish language courses combine language, culture, sports, fun. How do you make the visitor-student experience feel immersive and, most importantly, memorable?
So we have, in terms of it being immersive, we have a real na Gaeilge that's in force. So all students are informed in no uncertain terms on the first day that they're expected to use Irish at all times during the course. And then it's kind of a lived experience then after that during the course. So they have their classes in the morning, so they're learning Irish in the morning, and then they're out playing games and sports on our campus through Gaeilge. And we have a team of Kinnaree that are there leading those activities and making sure that Irish is used throughout the day.
Going back to the summer courses, how do you maintain high standards of customer service, especially for people who are going to be staying away from home for such a long period of time, and it may be their first period of time being away from home?
Well, we're blessed that we have a very experienced group of staff here in the Cláiste. And we have two different ways, I suppose, two different experiences on offer for people. There are people who come and stay in our campus, on our dormitories on campus, because we're a boarding school for Scull and Lanee during the year. And then for people who want the more traditional Bannon Tea experience, we have that offer as well. There are a number of host families that take students during the summer as well. So you can it's up to the parents then to decide themselves if they want to stay on campus or go out with a host family. So our staff are very well experienced. We're up to 120 years in operation at this stage. We were founded back in 1905, so it's a well-oiled machine in terms of how the summer courses and how our other courses work. So our staff are brilliant in terms of knowing exactly what needs to be done.
In what way do you feel Colossian and Irene has promoted or enhanced the profile of Waterford, particularly the Gaeltacht?
Yeah, so I suppose there's a few different things, and there's a few different areas of business where that comes into effect. The summer courses would probably be the biggest one, just in terms of numbers. We'd have over 1,000 students coming down to Waterford to spend a few weeks with us in the summer, every summer. But beyond that, then we have our boarding school for the rest of the school year, and we'd have students coming down to Waterford again for a full year to immerse themselves in the Irish language. And then we also have a third level students offering as well. So students who are becoming training to become primary school teachers will come down and spend a period in the Gaeltacht learning as well. So students from Limerick, from Cork, from Dublin will come down and spend time here in Gaeltacht na n-Éis with us. And as well as that, we have international students who come often from the United States. We have a long-going association with Northeastern University in Boston, and they bring a group of students over to Ireland every May. And part of that time, they spend with us here in the Gaeltacht learning about Ireland's culture and heritage and language.
I'm delighted to be joined by Karen Harris, who is co-owner of the Dunmore Adventure Centre. And the Dunmore Adventure Centre itself, you've been operating for a number of years now, and you have so many different activities. How do you ensure all visitors, beginners or experienced, feel safe, welcomed and well served?
Oh, what a question. That could take a while to answer, actually, but we'll try and encompass it all now in a short answer. We're very lucky to have a fantastic team here in Dunmore Adventure. And like we've got 6 full-time staff. And a few of the lads have actually been with us for over 20 years. So they're very, very experienced. They're at the highest of their game. And every year, even, we have our downtime. We do have a downtime. What we do is we'll send the lads off just to get a bit of extra experience doing different things, open their game again, doing extra training sessions or training qualifications. So it's all down to the staff. And then with the new staff even coming in at the beginning of the season, we usually have around about 40 people that come in. We've got quite a few that would be coming back from previous seasons, students and that will work for us with qualifications in lifeguarding and that sort of thing. But any of the new staff have to go through a fairly rigorous, kind of a period of training themselves, and then they're shadowed then by experienced staff. So it's very, very important to us. And, it has been commented on about the safety with ourselves. So we're very proud of that.
And what role do you think Dunmore Adventure Centre plays in encouraging people to spend more time in Waterford rather than just passing through?
We're involved in a couple of different initiatives that are happening in Waterford at the moment, and there's big changes in Waterford at the moment in regards to tourism. But when we started the business here 32 years ago, nearly 33 years ago now, it's Jeannie Mackers. But when we started the business, like, adventure sports weren't really heard of, and it was all about sort of coming to a place and staying in a hotel and going for walks and that sort of thing. But it's completely different now. And in fairness to the Waterford City and County Council, they and Forge Ireland have got this brilliant new initiative. It's called the Destination and Experience Development Plan, which has been put together. There's a lot of stakeholders in the county that are on that implementation group. We'd be representing sort of tourism and leisure. And it's really trying to we're trying to get, you know, put a package together for Waterford so that we're a standout destination for tourism, and also that we can sell Waterford abroad to show that there's beautiful walks, there's beautiful, you know, there's places you can go swimming, there's outdoor leisure like ourselves, we've got the gardens in Mount Congreve. So we're working together, all of the different tourism entities, we're all working together to sell Waterford as a tourism destination. It's not just about one little spot in Dunmore East like ourselves. It's the bigger picture.
So I am delighted to be joined now by Barry Monaghan, who is manager at The Reg and the brainchild behind the Churchyard Sessions at The Reg. Barry, firstly, congratulations on being short and listed, and thank you for joining us. The Churchyard Sessions themselves, they're free and in a historical and cultural setting. How do you see the combination of heritage, music, atmosphere contributing to Waterford's tourism appeal?
Well, I think, I suppose, Waterford is where Ireland begins, and obviously we have the Viking Triangle, which is populated by very many fantastic museums, state-of-the-art museums. But I suppose there is a lot of those museums close at 6 o'clock in the evening, and it's very important and recognised in the Waterford destination event plan that there is animation of the historic assets of the city and of the Viking Triangle in particular. So, with the Churchyard Sessions, and I suppose the name comes from it being in the shadow of the French church or Greyfriars Church on Bailey's New Street, a 15th century church. So to have in the shadow of that French church free music from 6:30 to 10:30 every Saturday night for 3 months, and it really brings those historic assets to life.
How do you manage the visitor experience there in terms of crowds, to make sure that people are leaving with a positive impression?
We're very fortunate because the Bailey's New Street has an entrance at the bottom beside Reginald's Tower, which is a great iconic entrance beside the tower. And then, if you like, we're corralled in there with one exit at the top end of Bailey's New Street. So what it allows us to do is to put on a unique event, because there's nowhere else in Ireland that has such a unique urban space. But we specifically try to target the acts to appeal to Irish visitors, foreign visitors, and locals as well. And if you think about why Killarney, for example, is such a successful tourist destination, it's because the visitors and the locals mingle side by side. That's what we do in the churchyard. We make sure that, if you like, it is a family-friendly event that will appeal to visitors from wherever they're from, as well as locals. And from the time they arrive, which are the Reg security at the entrance, to the time they leave, you know, we're responsible for making sure they have a great time and remember the churchyard sessions and remember Waterford in the best possible light.